Before, I think that was a great part of the process as well.
Yeah, before we get into too much of the discussion of this, I think, Lisa, you wanted to talk about some of this with, and also with telepresence. Is that true?
Okay.
Do you want to pass the...
You want me to do that now?
Yeah, or we can, if you want a minute to set up, we can talk about something else.
Well, I need to hook up my projector, but we're still on the, just for what it's worth, on the motion capture side of things. I mean, I think it's really interesting what you were just talking about in terms of adding the animator's perspective, that animation, it can be really abstract, too. You don't just have to have the, you know, the 3D body in that way. And so one of the things that we've been working on is something called Active Space, which is an abstraction of the dancer's presence. So when the dancer is in front of a camera, for example, there's different things like I described before with vanishment or certain things. So we're trying to combine visual effects of real-time capture with motion capture, and so to see how that might come out. But telepresence, if you want me to just quickly go into that, we're starting to also experiment with synchronous performances that get connected over the internet. I have some visual for it, but right now I'll just kind of introduce the idea that there's a lot we can do with what I call distributed choreography, so that we can use the internet and various tools to create performances in real time together. Both sites need to have the equipment for it, but there's a lot even just on iChat or Skype and things like that that people are experimenting with. But one of the things we've been doing since 96 is actually creating simultaneous performances in various locations like New York and Canada, or New York and Romania, we've made some connections with, and some components of there. So far we've done 10 different telepresence performances. And one of them, we were just talking about earlier, that we did one with Santa Cruz. And we'd never seen the whole thing together, right? You were there, and I was in Southern California, and we have this whole bank of people that are working on both sides. And so it's hard to document, but we are connecting telepresence, simultaneous performance with motion capture and the active space work. If you want me to show some pictures and stuff,
please.
Plug in.
So while you're plugging in, Mark, did you want to talk about the Columbia initiative?
Oh, okay. Well, that pushes us into a slightly different area, but
I'll show this one maybe.
Maybe we can just kind of keep mixing around a little bit.
Oh, so much. No, a few years ago I was.
So you saw the record, and I'm just trying to set up a fairly straightforward performance. And then
this is Bibi?
Yeah. And so this, Vita Berezina Blackburn, who worked with us as a collaborator, we turned into those people. I mean, those people turned into these houses. So ways of dealing with either animating on a more imaginative level, the way the body moves, or performance. And I think it's important to realize that when we started this, I didn't even have any sense that I was going to use this as material, let's use this as imagery, but more trying to figure out how motion capture could just tell me something about how we move. So, anyway, it's David Thompson, Carl Rogers, Daryl Jones, and... So that's what this is.
Cool.
And it waits on the whole foot, no?
And we...
probably. Yeah, probably.
And we didn't have any intention to document with the mocap.
No, this was not. This was the choreographic process of trying to figure out movement, not learn movement from it, but just what are we sussing about how we move.
And generative for
That's Angie.
Angie.
That's Angie. And that's Angie in the tree. And that's Kathleen Hemsworth as a photographer.